and a prisoner long in Spain, while Willie of the Wensbury has laid long with his daughter at home.
Let's look at ballads where things turn out, dare I say, well. In folk music, it's a running joke that many songs are gruesome, with abundant hangings, drownings, shootings, stabbings, abandonment, trickery, and betrayal. It's in our nature to be drawn to the macabre. But even in these happy songs, it is still touch and go, with close calls, disguises, and nerve-wracking uncertainty. In the case of the ancient Scottish ballad, Willie of Wensbury, performed here by the Atwater Donnelly Trio, the king has been away, comes home, and sees his daughter looking pale and rather thick around the waist. He pelts her with questions and finds out she's been hanging out with Willie of Wensbury. Incensed, he sends his men to find and hang Willie. But then this happens.
And when they came, the king before, he was clad in all the red silk. His hair was like the strands of gold, and his skin was as white as the milk. And it is no wonder, said the king, that my daughter's love you should win. For if I was a woman, as I am, my bedfellow you would have been. And will you marry my daughter Janet by the truth of your right?
And, as if it's not enough that Willie is gorgeous, as it turns out he's also super rich and he has a massive amount of land. So, that turned out well. Here is Joan Baez singing John Riley.
Fair young man, garden, strange young man, passerby, said, fair maid, will you marry me? This then, sir, was her reply.
This 17th century broken token ballad has many variants. Derived from Homer's Odyssey, a long-lost lover is being tested when a woman and supposedly unknown man bump into each other in her garden. He immediately proposes. She says, no, I'm waiting for my true love, who I haven't seen in 7 years. The man says, well, what if he's dead, or he found someone else? And she answers,
if he's in some battle slain, I will die when the moon doth wane. If he's drowned in the deep salt sea, I'll be true to his memory. And if he's found another and he and his love both married be, I wish them health and happiness where they dwell across the sea.
With this great and perhaps over-the-top display of loyalty, it is then that he confesses that he is, in fact, her long-lost John Riley. Next thing we know, they're in each other's arms. Iconic Arkansas ballad singer Almeda Riddle sings the ballad of Allan Bayne in 1953.
The lambs that play on yonder hill and the birds that sing and play are clear and pure from human blood and mother, so am I. But 12 good men have found me guilty, guilty of bloodshed. They'll hang me to the gallows, oh mother, they'll hang me till I'm dead. They think I've murdered Alan Bane, the best friend I ever had. They'll hang me on that gallows, mother, and hang me till I'm dead.
In this story, a man goes hunting with his friend Alan Bane, who goes missing. The man is found guilty of murder, and just as he is about to hang, this happens.
He mounted to the gallows, then he said goodbye each hope, and draw the cap across my neck, around my neck your rope. But falsely you put it there, I'm innocent of bloodshed. If they'll hang me to the gallows, mother, and hang me till I'm dead. A horseman appears with foaming steed and tightly gathered reins. He sets erect, he waves his hands, good God, that's Alan Bane. Oh, mother, praise the God you love, raise your poor drooping head. For the murderous gallows, black and grim, is cheated of its dead.
I'm not sure this last song quite qualifies for our topic, because someone does drown, but it certainly has a surprising and satisfying ending. The comic ballad Johnny Sands can be traced to at least mid-19th century England and has numerous Appalachian and Ozark variants. Here is Sally Rogers from her 1979 record, The Unclaimed Pint.
There was a man named Johnny Sands. He married a Betsy Haig. Although she was a loving wife, she proved a terrible plague. Although she was a loving wife, full of caprice and whim, he said that he was tired of life and she was tired of him. I think I'll go down and drown myself, the river it runs below. She said, pray do, you silly elf, I wished it long ago. For fear that I the courage lack and try to save me life, you tie me hands behind me back, I will, replied his wife. So she tied his hands behind his back, and when securely done, 'tis I shall stand here on the brink and you prepare to run. So over the hill this loving wife ran with all her force. To push him in he stepped aside, and in she fell of course. Splashing round just like a fish, cried, save me, Johnny Sands. I would, my dear, for much I wish, but you have tied my hands.